welcome Marcos Carreras. Marcos Carreras will be my guest tonight, and he is the director of music at the Conservatory of the Arts Magnet School in Springfield. Welcome to Tertulia. How are you doing?
Well, it's a pleasure to be joining you. Thank you so much. I'm doing great.
Good. That's good. And I know we have a lot of information that we want to share with our listeners. And first of all, tell us a little bit about this Conservatory of the Arts Magnet School. What is the main purpose or goals of this school with for the students?
That's a great question. Thank you so much. The emphasis of our students is we're looking for students to, or really who have a passion for an arts education, whether it be focusing on dance, visual art, performing arts, theater, and we are solely dedicated to students in the city of Springfield. We are a magnet school for grades 6 through 12, and it's really a wonderful opportunity for students to study passions and careers in the arts by the time they finish in their 7 years studying at our school.
Now, who can apply to this school to become a student?
That's another wonderful question a lot of the parents ask. We can find the information because we're a public school. You can go onto the SpringfieldPublicSchools.com website and register. You can also visit us on the web, SpringfieldConservatoryOfTheArts.com. And we ask all of our students to demonstrate a proficiency in one of the arts. For example, they can audition in a dance, they can audition in music, either singing or playing an instrument, they can audition through acting, and they can also demonstrate their proficiency with digital media or traditional visual, painting, drawing, so forth.
So they do have to go through an audition then first before they can become accepted.
Well, we really want our students to demonstrate an interest in the arts. So that's really, really important for us because we want to be able to have students who not only have a current talent, or I don't like to use the word talent, but a current skill set, and then the willingness to explore other forms of art. So kids will come in thinking that they're only one major, and by the time they graduate, they could be a double major or a triple major, and it's really exciting to see that. But the emphasis is learning through creativity and learning through the arts, whether it's math, science, social studies, English languages. Learning through the arts is an integral part of our learning process and curriculum, which really makes us stand apart from the other school options in the city.
Mm-hmm. And how many hours a day do they study music or arts in general?
Well, that's also, thank you for that question. We are a traditional school, so that we start at 7:30 and complete our day at 2:30, but we have all of these extracurricular emphasis after school, so students can really specialize in additional training. But it's quite possible if a child has a super passion in any of the four or five disciplines of the arts that we offer, within those core five options, there are also many subsets. But it's very possible for a child to have 3 hours of arts emphasis, depending on their interests, passions, and specializations.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something about when the students graduate from high school, they not only graduate with one major, but they graduate with a second major or a minor. Can you please expand a little bit on that?
So it's really wonderful. We encourage our students to audition for colleges and universities in the arts programs, but it's not required. We definitely prepare our students for careers in the arts with the amount of training from experts that we bring in as guest lecturers or participation in workshops, both locally and with nationally and international artists. you know, they're so well prepared to take that next step. But it's very possible kids, you know, they just love the experience and then they want to go to a liberal arts school or our local colleges or community colleges to study something else, you know, that they didn't have, but they just enjoyed so much their experience learning through creativity. And that's, you know, we have such creative students and they just thrive in our particular community. So we definitely take full advantage of our incredible staff. Our administration is second to none. And we just are so thrilled to work with our students who really want that opportunity to take a chance in television, and movies, on Broadway, social media platforms that are so prevalent today. And it's just such a unique school that I'm so honored to be a part of.
That sounds great. Now, these kids really have to have a passion for any of these forms of art. And when they go and apply to college, have you seen a rate of success? Like, to which colleges have they been applying that you have seen the fruit of your work and of their work, of course?
Well, this is my third year in the school. Our school is now 7 years old. We've just relocated last year to 339 State Street, the former Masonic Temple. It is the premier school, I would say, in New England with the facilities that we have, which are truly Broadway quality. Our theater is 800 seats, state of the art, and the dance studios are state of the art. Our Black Box Theater and other performance venues are just state of the art. And these kids have Broadway training, truly, and professional film acting courses, and our faculty really are just top-notch working professionals and certified educators at the same time. And so they've gotten scholarships to Berkeley in Boston, the Hart School at the University of Hartford, some of the finest programs that there are in New England. You know, and soon enough, we will start having those students venturing maybe to the West Coast, in the Midwest, in the South, to be in the preeminent music theater programs, film programs, music production programs, you name it. And we already have students who auditioned on The Voice. It's really, really exciting, an exciting time to be part of the Conservatory of the Arts here in Springfield.
Mm-hmm. That new building where you have moved to, it's beautiful, Marcos. I have driven by. I have never been inside, but I know that it, as you said, it used to belong to the Masonic Temple. It used to be a Masonic temple, and it has these huge, tall columns, and it looks like a Roman type of a building, you know, from, I don't know, antiquity, and it has a beautiful architecture on the outside, and you're saying that now in the inside it also has an auditorium that is top-notch.
Yeah, it really is a Broadway caliber with the specialized custom lights that we had done, and the curtains. It's by Four Life Entertainment, Spencer Laveau, super talented gentleman, and helped create the renovations for the theater. Mm-hmm. We also, from sixth graders up to seniors, these children are getting professional training in a professional theater. It's not an auditorium. It's anything but that. Mm-hmm. It is a concert hall. And I'm just so honored to be able to produce productions there with my colleagues in our department who really have the vision to bring such a higher standard of excellence in the arts to our city. Mm-hmm. And these kids, when they graduate, they have the experience and knowledge to know what it's like to be in a professional audition. So
yeah,
it's quite extraordinary and unique opportunity to have the facilities that we have.
And maybe once it is safe to be out in gatherings, do you think that maybe the kids might perform in that auditorium and open to the public?
Of course. That's always been our objective, to provide performances open to our community as well as in the community. And prior to COVID, we were performing all over the city and throughout Metro Springfield, particularly at our colleges. We have so many wonderful affiliations with the Springfield Technical Community College, Springfield College, and AIC. The presidents are so supportive of our students, and likewise, vice versa. We'd love to collaborate with those colleges because it's a big part is to give our students the opportunity to know what it's like to be on a college campus, to experience it. Many of our students will be first-generation college students, and the sooner we provide them with those opportunities, starting in sixth grade, we're planting the seed for them to understand this is a viable option for you, and especially knowing how difficult it is for first-generation students to get to college, let alone to experience it, even for a short term. And this is why our presidents, our local presidents, and their admissions programs are so adamant, providing our students with as many opportunities as possible. It is a tremendous gift that we are given, and it's through the arts that's making that happen.
Your description reminds me of the beautiful job that Gustavo Dudamet, you know, the director of the symphony in Los Angeles, was doing in Venezuela. And at the time, he was also recruiting and helping kids from the inner city. And that's why you were telling me also here when you said that this school is for kids from Springfield. So,
correct.
Is he your inspiration?
Very much so. Very much so.
Really?
He created a program called La Sistema, which
right.
is a beautiful program started in Venezuela with support of the government. Eventually, over time, that became the case. And providing inner city children with the opportunity to learn an instrument, particularly string instruments, and eventually over into the brass and woodwind families. Very much like the traditional Suzuki program, where students learn an instrument before, sometimes in many cases before language. It's quite an extraordinary program. And so with that idea in mind, we recently, I believe it's going to be announced shortly, but Bay State Health granted us a wonderful scholarship program for the Springfield Symphony Orchestra to provide our students with private group lessons, both in strings and in traditional band instruments, in addition to our collaborations with the Community Music School and the Sonido program. Sonido is our version of La Sistema. Mm. And so I don't know of any other program in New England, let alone this side of the Mississippi, and what Dudamel is doing in Los Angeles. He brought La Sistema into the Los Angeles public schools, but as far as I know, we're the only one this side of the Mississippi who has a professional affiliation with a symphonic orchestra and inner city public schools working with instruments. So I'm so proud and honored that to be working with the finest musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra and their time being given to our students at the conservatory, learning how to be artists. From the artist. It's such a unique program, and I thank Bay State Health for that. Kirsten Lipkins, who's the Director of Educational Programs at the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, to make that happen for our kids. Mm.
That sounds wonderful. That's great. I wish you the best. And also, please keep us posted, you know, once this COVID is gone and then it is safe for us to get together, we would love to see the work that you are doing with these kids. And thank you so very much, Marcos, for sharing that information with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. Thank you, and be well.
You too.